Hello, everybody. What's up?
Hey, it's Motivation Monday, and welcome. I want to thank Jen Gluckow for being next to me.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. What is this? This is Sell or Die. This is the world's premier sales and personal development podcast on the planet.
And we're live on Facebook.
That's right.
As every Monday.
Yep, and we are live in your ears if you're listening later.
I want to thank Kanata Edwards for accepting our dinner invitation.
That's right.
So nice.
We had to twist his arm a little bit.
Exactly.
You only had to slightly twist my arm. That's not entirely true.
Exactly. We're going out for the carnivore special, I think.
Oh, man. It's a seafood restaurant.
Yeah, but you can – well
– but you said it was the best steak you ever had or, yeah, like, had recently.
Top five.
You might as well tell the story in its entirety at this point.
We invited not a recommended restaurant to me. And while I was sitting there, I was like, we should get not a gift card here. And Jeffrey was like, we should take him to dinner with us here. And I was like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, the gift card eliminates us.
Yeah.
Exactly. That wouldn't have been as fun.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So he says sarcastically. So then I'm like, Nada, we're going to be taking you to dinner. We're so excited. And he's like, okay, so when the whole team can go, we'll celebrate something and we'll all go. And we're like, what? We wanted to take you to dinner.
I was trying to be a team player here, folks.
Whatever.
I'm trying to be a team player.
Good. Whatever.
Yeah. Just tell me how you like your steak.
All right. So, Jeffrey, let's go with the introductions. Introduce yourself, and then I'll go.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm the self-appointed king of sales, and I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling and the Sales Manifesto that you can buy right now on Amazon.com with your one-click buy.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author and founder of Sales in a New York Minute, which you too can also buy on Amazon. They look like this.
Yeah. Oh, we can show them.
Good. All right, guys. So go get your copies of our new books that were just released this year.
Thank you for doing
it.
Oh,
we're getting so many hearts and thumbs ups. I love it, guys. Can you guys share this out with your peeps? Because that would be amazing. We would really appreciate that.
Just tell two people. You know, you're...
No, just share it, and then it'll go to both your friends, as Jeffrey likes to say. So we have a really exciting episode today. We're going to be talking about whether or not.
You want to say something else?
Well, before we get into it, we have a warm-up that we are going to share with them.
Like what?
Okay, so what's the warm-up, Nada?
Hold on.
Oh, would you rather have?
The warm-up is, and I have to get my, would you rather be attacked by one horse-sized chicken or 20 chicken-sized horses?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a horse guy myself. I don't mind gambling on horses. I used to own a couple horses, but they're nice to look at. They're not nice to own. They eat a lot of hay. I think I'd go with the chicken.
They're both chickens. So one chicken the size of a horse or 20 chicken-sized horses.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you'd have to...
Hey, this is like a riddle.
You get a big chicken, you roast
Blame Doug. He went to Italy and left me with this.
How do you roast a horse-sized chicken? And the answer is you wing it.
Very good,
okay,
sir.
I would go with the 20 chicken-sized horses because I don't like to be attacked by something that – I would not like to be attacked by something that's bigger than me, and a horse-sized chicken seems really, really big. And so I'd rather like whack-a-mole. You know?
Yeah.
And just be able to whack them down.
I think, though, if you just said the word rotisserie to that horse-sized chicken, that he or she would probably succumb.
Wait. With the size of that beak? No. Again, you turned into chicken feed quicker than you'd probably like to admit.
Yeah, he'd probably peck you.
Well, anyway, I'd not like to be attacked by any chickens or horses.
I'm all for that, but I am going to eat our wings that we had left over from the Super Bowl as a result.
Oh, yeah, they were really good. We have leftover for the office, too, guys. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the weekend.
Okay. The Super Bowl weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, the boring Super Bowl. Actually, it was not a boring Super Bowl based on who your company was. I mean, the game might have been boring because your team wasn't in it and the wrong team won that you were sort of pulling for. But... yeah, I got to give it to New England. They have the dynasty. They won. Their coach was twice as old as the other guy's coach. Their quarterback was twice as old as the other guy's quarterback. And they got their sixth ring that nobody ever has in the history of mankind. I'd say go for it.
All right, so I don't know. I'm not really into football, but I am into family, and it was really fun to have our family there. Exactly. And we cooked, and we had a nice time. Yeah. And I made the world's greatest guacamole.
It was pretty damn good, actually. You know what, though? The jalapenos were not that hot.
They're hotter towards the end because there's more seeds. So the second batch was hotter.
Got it.
Chris, hey, what's up? He says Nick Foles still the last person to complete a TD pass in a Super Bowl.
That's true.
He's with me on the 20 chicken-sized horses.
And
thank
not only
you.
Complete a pass, but complete a pass to himself.
He says a horse-sized chicken is going to be vicious.
That's true, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
He's right. I agree with you.
All right. Sean. Hey, Sean. What's up? Bob, Ron. What's going on, guys?
Wow.
The Super Bowl wasn't boring for Ron. He wants to make sure you know.
Oh, because he's a Patriot?
Make sure you know
jackass.
That. Jackass. Yeah. Zoe's here. All right. So Sean says he just bought 16 copies of Truthful Living.
Now there's
and
a guy.
And all 16 are gifts for customers. That is freaking awesome. That will be life-changing for them. Bob, we'll get to your question in just a few, but first we're going to go to our main topic of the day.
Right. So you have been listening to Vortex News for the past 2 weeks about how the vortex came down from on high or Canada or wherever the hell those vortexes come from, and it turned freezing fucking cold outside.
Yeah.
And I mean, the temperatures were like minus 51 or something.
It was disgusting. I mean,
it was horrible. People passed away. I mean, there were deaths as a result of it. So I'm going to talk about the weather today. Exactly. The weather outside is frightening. I don't care about the weather. They made this a big deal. They didn't say one word about what's the weather inside your head. Because that's what's going to determine if you're going to make that follow-up call, if you're going to make that cold call, if you're going to make that appointment go right. Don't worry about the weather outside. Worry about the weather inside your head. That's where the weather really counts. Sunny and 72, or you might want 75. It depends, but it's never cloudy. It's always just fine. And I think that there's so many things that you overlook with respect to the weather, and you gripe about it. Well, you had a hard time getting in this morning. You see that snow? You hear that wind? You got that heat? Whatever the hell was, drop it. It doesn't matter. It's a bunch of bullshit, idle conversation that will never double your sales. Boy, it's raining out today. I think I can double my sales. Boy, it's really nice outside today. I think I can double my sales.
So I have a page in my book. It's Sales in a New York Minute, for those of you just joining us. Page 8, called Selling in the Rain. And literally, I'm like, sing it. Okay, selling in the rain. Obviously, I have a bad voice, but I'm having fun, even if it's raining outside. Yeah.
Bad voice is a compliment.
All right, well, I'm not going for a singing contest. But I talk about you have to create your own rainbow. You have to create your own sunshine inside your head. And literally, there's a full-page quote. I don't know if I'm holding it towards the camera well enough where you can see it, but it says, hot, cold, rain, sleet, snow. You're the mailman or mailwoman of sales, and nothing can deter you from getting out there and helping customers buy from you. Because
mailwoman?
You know, isn't I'm trying like to be gender woman? Correct here, okay?
Oh,
can be the mailman or mail woman, whatever.
Yeah.
But you got to deliver.
Either way, there's the word mail in there.
You got to deliver the mail. You got to deliver your message. You got to get those customers to buy from you, no matter what the weather is outside. And I'll give you an example. I was in New York City a couple of years ago, and I had an appointment like maybe 50 blocks away from where I was living at the time. And everyone that day canceled their appointments on me. Like every single person that I was supposed to meet with canceled, except for my first morning appointment. So I'm like, I am going to go no matter what, because they didn't cancel. I want that sale. And so I put on snow boots. I'm trudging out in the snow. I dragged my sister with me because she was home and she had nothing to do. And literally, I'm crossing the street. And in the middle of the street, I just go sliding on my ass. Okay. And she's like, Jen, see, this is, you shouldn't be going out here in this weather. I'm like, we're going to make a sale. Let's get up. Let's go. And so I like literally get up off my ass. She pulls me out of the snow. We keep walking. Now I'm soaking wet, by the way, like totally soaking wet because my jacket pulled up while I fell.
In the PC world, you just can't say a damn thing. You know what I mean? But you can see the picture. Go ahead.
All right. All right. And so I make it to the customer's office. He's sitting there and I'm like, wow, you look so dry and stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah, I live right across the street. Like, it was no big deal for him to just like walk across the street. And I'm like, oh, OK, not mentioning I just came 50 yeah. from 50 blocks away in the middle of a blizzard.
Bag that I can use for a diaper.
In the middle of a blizzard. I am soaking wet. And he's like, would you like some coffee? I'm like, yeah. Anyway, we sat down, made the sale. And my sister was like amazed because he said to us, everyone else canceled on me today. And I was like, really? Well, yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
But that shows your level of commitment. That shows your desire. And so how often do you use it as an excuse? Like, oh, it's raining outside. We don't have to do that. Or it's snowing outside. Forget that. You know, as long as it's safe, go do it. Go deliver that sales message.
So let me give you something to think about. I looked out the window at the cold rain drizzling on the parking lot outside my building. It's going to be a rotten day, I said. I don't think so, said Jennifer in a soft, reassuring tone. Because you see, from where Jennifer was, she couldn't see the rain. She was thinking about the day, not the weather. And so I questioned, do you think about the day or do you think about the weather? And which do you spend more time moaning about? It's too cold outside. It's going to snow. I better go to the grocery store and get some toilet paper and some bread. Like, dude, it goes away. All the snow, all the cold, it goes. The vortex has turned into springtime here. It's going to be 75 degrees in Charlotte today, and it is February. What is today, the 4th?
Today is the 4th, sir.
Yeah.
The 4th of February is going to be in the 70s today in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please don't move here. It's getting way too crowded.
But here's the deal.
But
like,
come visit.
Please some
come
people, visit. If you live in like Canada, where it's snowing all the time,
where?
Or like
we're in Canada,
wherever,
okay,
or like the
Toronto
freezing
works.
Ass cold, okay, yeah. Like, and you don't see sunshine for 3 or 4 months of the year,
oh.
And you know, I get it. Like, I've been there. It's depressing. It can really affect your mood if you let
move,
it.
No, move.
It can affect your mood if you let it, and that's the key. You have to decide whether you're going to let the weather get to you or not.
Exactly. Whether or not you are affected by the weather is entirely up to you. And you have to decide, like, wow, it's pretty crappy outside. I better have a good day myself. It's raining like hell outside. I better take an umbrella because you're going to go someplace and be productive or be positive to somebody. And not talk about the weather if it's shitty.
So diehards, write in the comments right now, what do you do to make it so that the weather does not affect your mind? Or if it does affect your mind and it's some and your attitude and it's something that you struggle with, tell us so that we can figure out a way to help you. We need to know more information though. Like for me, I need the sun. I am a sun girl. You know I love the beach. The beach is my jam. I write my best there. I crave it. And so when it's freezing ass cold and it's snowing and it's like icky outside, I have to still find a way to be positive. Okay? So, yes?
Peanut butter and jelly is my jam.
Oh, boy. Okay. So,
so if you're in Seattle and you don't see the sun for a month or two, move. Well, you don't understand. It's the greatest place. No, move for the winter. Just go away for a while. Take another place in Paris or someplace where you got a shot at seeing the sun every once in a while and look up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Well, oh, it's Martin Rooney. I'll have to tell him I can't talk right now. Okay. There
we go. What does it say on the show sheet?
It says
turn your phones
off.
Got it.
We're right. very good at following directions. I think that's like the first thing it says. No, anyway, so, but you know what I do, Jeffrey? Like, I don't want to move. I love Charlotte. But even though it's 75 degrees and sunny here, it's not sunny all winter. So I have one of those little sun lamps, okay? For $200, I sit every day for 30 minutes while I'm doing my morning routine, while I'm reading my book and drinking my coffee. I sit in a sun lamp. It's that simple. And I get out and I'm like, ah, yeah. You know, like, there are things you can do so that you still have a great attitude no matter what.
So wake up, diehards, put on your bathing suit, sit by your sun lamp.
No, you don't need a bathing suit. You could be like all bundled up.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, I'm a little confused myself, but I think it's time to move on.
Oh my goodness.
Diehards, what do you do in the morning? What do you do when you wake up in the morning? Do you turn on Today or Good Morning America bullshit?
Oy.
Now, some people watch ESPN and they go, well, I have to watch SportsCenter first thing in the morning. Not I don't want to mention any words.
Wait, hold.
Some people wake up and they watch sports. If I want to know something about what happened the night before, I can go online and find out about 3 seconds, and it doesn't really affect my concentration time.
Sir, hold on. You're not going to out me for trying to watch SportsCenter because I used to work on it. I don't watch SportsCenter anymore. Okay, do you know what I do?
What?
I take my time. I've learned this for the last 8 months from the Jeffrey Gittimer.
Okay.
I spend my morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, reading at least one or two articles that inspire me a day.
Good.
That's right.
That's the best
thing. And that's the thing. Like, if you start your day with a positive mindset, it creates that right foundation for the whole day. So, like, most people I know, because I've taken polls on this in my audiences, most people wake up and the first thing they do is they look at their phone. They check their emails, they check their social media, and they check their text messages that may have come in overnight. But not all of that is positive. And so couldn't all of that wait a little bit until you have the right foundation set for your day?
How important is that shit in your life anyway? And so I recommend that you go to YouTube right now and go to The Pajama Game, an old Broadway show, and look for this song, I Am a Time Study Man.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Okay.
And a time study man can't waste time. For a time study man to waste time is a crime. And it's a funny song, and it shows the stupidity of what people do to save a minute. But I don't want you to save it. I want you to earn it. I want you to go wake up in the morning and earn your day. Start your day with something that will feed your own head. Grace Slick, feed your head. White Rabbit, feed your head.
So we have a lot of people I want to mention.
Acknowledge.
But first, we have a very special guest all the way from Italy. It is Mr. Doug Branson himself. What's up, Doug?
He couldn't wait to get on the show.
I hope you and Katie are having the best time ever. Our producer, Doug, is on a vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, he's left me and Steve with all the work.
Yep. Extra sauce, please, on that spaghetti bolognese.
The Instagram stories are amazing. I love it. I'm glad you guys got there and not too much delayed.
Yeah.
All right. So Colleen says, take vitamin D. Gustavo, stick with the routine. Doug, hey, guys, vitamin D from Costco and also from the same place I got a sun lamp. See, the sun lamp is amazing.
I take vitamin
D. It's amazing. Sits on his desk, and on cloudy days, it feels like the sun's on his desk. Also, finally, exercise, even just jumping jacks or air squats, just 10 of each. I will tell you this, like, I will do a minute of jumping jacks, and in just a minute, it is mood changing. Like, sometimes I'll make Gabrielle do them with me when she's in a bad mood in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we do 60 of them, right? And in just a minute, it's just, like, totally changing. Yeah.
Do burpees.
No, you do not.
Do you know what burpees are? It's a jumping jack and a push-up.
But you don't do them.
I'm able.
I
could do them
when was the last time you did them?
I could do them if I wanted to.
I believe that you can do them. When was the last time you did them?
This is about 20 years ago,
no,
probably.
No. Like how long ago? Back in the day?
No, I did a couple on the beach when we were there.
Burpees?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, we need to put this on some sort of poll.
Video
I'm getting ready to
here.
Run the race. Hold on. I'm getting ready to beat 34-year-old Jennifer Gluckow in a flat-out sprint, and then 9-year-old Gabrielle Gittimer in a flat-out sprint. I need to warm up a little bit. So I did a couple of burpees when no one was looking, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, when no one was looking.
Well, what the hell? I mean, everyone warmed up.
Because Alex was there, and he had his video camera out. I have a feeling that would have gone on video.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
It would have gone viral as well.
I couldn't hear you, Alex. You're not hooked up.
Yeah, we have to get you hooked in.
You're out of this live broadcast.
I was going to say that if Jeffrey, if we saw you doing burpees, that video would have gone viral.
Okay. All right. Well, Alex, I promise you, I will give you the opportunity.
And you have yet to race me on the beach.
That is correct. You have not raced
you on the beach.
Oh, wait. You have no problem challenging Jen and Gabrielle.
I'm running against women that are half my age.
I'm half your age? Oh,
just,
yeah.
About to say, take the compliment.
Hello? What part of I'm 72 do you not get? But here's the deal. I want to make certain that people have respect for age, and the easiest way to do that is challenge them to a foot race and kick their ass. I think. Oh, Miss Tennis Pro.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Athlete.
All right. So we have more comments here.
But let me explain something about the race so we all understand. It wasn't even close. She quit before she finished the finish line.
I did not quit.
She knew her ass was kicked.
Wait. Hold on. You quit?
No, I didn't quit. She just pulled up.
She pulled up lame.
Am I going to need to dig up these videos on my
phone? Yes, you are. We're going to need to show them in the group. All right, so Doug says, Jeffrey, this timing is so awesome to see you today because I was just mentioning you that my first sales boom was the Little Red Book of Sales or Sales Bible, and there you are. Haven't seen your face in years. Cool.
Yeah, who is it?
Doug Padgett.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry if I butchered your name in any way, Doug. All right, Danny drinks a glass of water, grabs a book, reads for 20, 30 minutes before his wife and kids get up. You know, there is something about that. Like, it's not just about focusing on you in the morning, but doing it before everyone else wakes up
so that
it's your time. Exactly. I was out of the house today so freaking early. I mean, like, there is something about your time that's sacred, and you can't sacrifice that. And if you haven't discovered that early morning time yet because you're like, oh, I'm not a morning person, try it.
I discovered it when I was skiing in college. I would be the first person to the ski lift in the morning, and I would take the chairlift up to the top of the mountain. And unless I made a noise, there was no noise. And it was so wonderful to be in total dead silence that from that point on, whenever it was there, I recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who's listening, if you wake up in the morning before everybody else, unless you make noise, there's no noise.
That's right.
Celebrate that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so Ted has a 4:30 a.m. workout. That is freaking awesome. And has read one of your books. Right now he's reading the Sales Bible, and he wishes all of your books were smaller with the fabric back. Ted, if you have not yet gotten this book from Jeffrey, The Sales Manifesto, it's his book that came out on January 1st. I highly recommend it. It's not fabric. I'm
so
sorry.
Do I.
But it is amazing. I highly recommend the book. All right.
And if you want to find out what's in it, all you have to do is buy it and read it.
One simple way to avoid the weather and mood, you may be saying this now, Jeff and Jen, is to say to yourself when you wake up, I feel great, and today's going to be a great day, because it's the power of positive thinking, and then stuff like meditation, exercise, et cetera, helps.
You affirm
the day.
You don't celebrate the day. You affirm it before you start it. I'm going to have a great day today.
Don't you guys have, like, captions from the book? I mean, both of your recent books from this.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like,
nobody wakes up and says, I'm going to have a shitty day. Unless
people do wake up and say, like, ugh, today is so crappy. Look at the weather. It's so crappy outside. And then you dress, like, for your mood. Like, you dress schlubby because you feel all crappy on the inside. Well, why don't you, on the rainiest, most horrible weather day, get the most dressed up so you can feel amazing on the outside and look amazing on the outside so that you can bring that inside.
I concur, Jen. I think that if you look, you know the old Deion Sanders quote?
Which one?
When you look good, you feel good.
When you feel good, you play good.
And that's when you play good, they pay good.
Yes, I do know that quote.
Deion Sanders, the guy who's walked out of more restaurants without paying than any other human being on the planet.
Oh my God. My grandma, and you can vouch for this because you've seen some pictures, but my grandma always dressed meticulously. Like, like she would take the, she would buy really nice clothing, but then she would have every single piece of clothing altered to fit her perfectly, okay? Whether it needed alteration or not, she found something that needed alteration because she wanted it to look so meticulous. And I would ask her, Grandma, why does it matter so much that it looks so perfect? And she would say, because it makes you feel good.
Yep. When you look good, you feel good. Deion Sanders, man. I mean, that is a memorable quote, in my opinion. And regardless of what you think about him, I'm telling you that it is accurate. You look at yourself in the mirror and you go, damn, I look good today. And if you don't feel that way, then go back in your closet and put on something that makes you look good.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a choice. For sure. You have choices. You're not like on the road.
For sure. So Ted, who wishes all your books had that cover, is going to get your sales manifesto book. So while you're getting the sales manifesto book on Amazon, also get my book that was released on January 1st called Sales in a New York Minute.
Oh, self-promotion.
Come on.
Yep. Okay, so I...
Wait, hold on. I know you are not talking about self-promotion and getting mad and trying to make fun of someone else for that.
No, I'm merely extolling the virtues of it.
Okay, just making sure.
Ah, self-promotion.
There he is. Nada's always sticking up for me. Thank you, Nada.
So, diehards, what the hell are you going to do today? And how is that going to affect the rest of your week? That's the challenge. I want you to make your list of what you do in the morning and study it. And if it doesn't look like it's going to double your sales, then maybe you want to adjust it. And you don't have to do everything all at once. Like I gave you the five things I do. Jen gives you the things that she does. Everything is in our books. But take one thing back that you do that's dumb and substitute it for something that's smart. Don't listen to what other people have to say in the morning about what they believe happened. Rather, figure out how you're going to fix your life today, maybe in for the future, and make it better. That's one thing you can do for yourself, and it might take 10 or 15 minutes in the morning.
So I love that. I like to do plays on words with songs. You can ask the team. I do make up really corny songs. But like, you know, like that song, It's Raining Men?
What? Oh, jeez.
You know the song, It's Raining Men?
Yeah.
So if it's raining outside, you could be like, it's raining sales, okay? And just like literally bump yourself up.
Is that a song? Is that a song?
Exactly.
Jen and I define songs a lot differently, especially when she begins singing.
But I'll make sure to have Nada cue the song next time. Yeah, but I just thought of that. Like if it was just raining outside, I would think of a rainy song, and that's an upbeat rainy kind of song. And then I would change the word to sales because that would be fun.
I concur. I think you should listen to the Frank Sinatra song of just what makes that little old ram think she'll poke a hole in the dam. There's plenty of songs that are can-do songs.
There's
Sunshine songs. There's Fergie songs.
Hi, Leo. What's up? What's up? Thanks for joining us. Tim's here. Hey, Tim.
A lot of the Minnesota contingent today.
Yeah, we can't because it's freezing fucking cold. They got nothing else to do.
Oh, Travis from Minnesota. Yeah, vitamin D deficiency is a real thing. That's right.
It is.
Yeah, but you're right. What you do about it is your choice. That's
just
totally
a couple
right.
thousand IUs a day will do you.
I think it's like 5,000.
Get the organic kind. Get what you need.
Yeah.
If you're bigger, you might need a few more thousand, but I take 2,000.
Well, we're not doctors, so definitely consult your doctor on that.
Yeah, we're not giving out any medical advice right now.
Seek professional help before you take your 2,000 units of vitamin D a day.
Tim says he's singing in the rain. Cool. Thank you, Tim.
You know what?
Someone's with me on this.
You should watch the Gene Kelly and Judy Garland movie of Singing in the Rain. It's unbelievable. And his dance routine in Singing in the Rain is as good of any kind of song and dancing you'll ever see in the movie.
But if it's raining, like literally that's what needs to be inside your head. Okay? Create the sunshine, find your rainbows.
I recall a time when I was in Chicago with my buddy Duke and not as paying attention to something else, not playing the story music. Oh. And and it was 5:30 in the morning, and we were being picked up by the CEO of the corporation that we were working for at the time, doing consulting work. And it was raining sideways.
Eek.
And it was turning to sleet. And we just sat there until he came singing in the rain.
There you go.
And it set the tone. And he goes, "Hey, how you guys doing?" I said, "Singing in the rain, Mel."
Oh, man.
That's a great answer. Exactly. That's exactly what we were doing.
Oh, man. So, hey, Kim, what's up? Suzanne, Glenn Bill. Oh, my God. Gosh. So many friends here. Glenn Bill is like Mr. Attitude himself.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee Glenn Bill does not let the weather affect him ever.
And he lives in Indianapolis where the average weather is freezing. what do you do, Glenn? Do you go to like Shapiro's Deli and have a corned beef sandwich when it's really cold outside? That's what I would do.
What's up, Barry? Hi from West
cheesecake.
Wales.
Wait, don't forget the cheesecake.
Barry is here from West Wales. And Zach says he had a great day last week and caught himself singing Zippity Doodah, Zippity Day.
Oh, cool.
The song came to me out of nowhere, but when you're rolling, it's a good one.
I always.
Can you sing that around the office? Come on, Zach. I dare you.
Is that from Pinocchio?
I don't know what
Zippity
it's.
Zippity Doodah? Because I like always from let one your of those conscience movies. Be your guide. Mm. That's a wonderful. You know, the Jiminy Cricket character was amazing.
Hey, he may be featured on a future Monday Motivation.
Yeah. I think Zippity Doodah, though, was from another thing. Sounds like it was from.
It was from another. It's from another Disney movie. I just cannot remember at the moment right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the bottom line is you're the mailman or mailwoman of sales. Deliver that sales message.
Yeah, mailwoman. I always think, whenever I see a mail person, I always think, oh.
We have a mail lady.
We do have a mail lady, but you call her mail lady.
Well, I call her by her name, actually, because we're friends.
Exactly. She's a nice lady.
She took a selfie with me.
But who is she? She's our mailman.
No, she's not.
Oh, bullshit.
She's our mail lady.
We'll continue this argument later.
Please.
She's our mail person.
There you go. Maybe. But my book does say mail woman. Anyway.
Many years ago, I was sitting in a Unitarian church with a friend of mine who asked if I would attend the service. And the preacher guy made this big announcement that says, "We have degendered the entire songbook."
Oy.
And I yelled out in front of everyone, "Yeah, but they still call it a hymn." And the congregation went nuts.
Oh, boy.
You go.
All right. So, guys, thanks for joining us about our weather topic. Coming up this week, we have amazing episodes. On Tuesday, we have Jeffrey Shaw.
Love him.
Yes, he's the author of the best-selling book, Lingo, Discover Your Ideal Customer Secret.
Their secret language. This is so good.
Oh, yeah. Why do we have that cut off every time?
I don't know.
Oh, it's their secret language. Anyway, you'll find out what their secret language is. It's really good. And he's the host of the Creative Warriors podcast.
Which we will be appearing on shortly.
That's correct. So you can listen to that one, and you'll understand your customer so much better once he gives you his strategies to doing that. And then on Wednesday, we have another Seller Die Extra. On Thursday, we have Awesome Mike Baker. He's not just Mike Baker.
No.
He has literally named himself Awesome Mike
Baker.
This
guy has a formula for finding out the emotional trigger of the buyer, and it will blow your doors off how easy it is to uncover.
That's right. And he did his podcast from...
It's a secret.
Well, why are we spoiling all this?
Yeah, it's a secret. So cool, from a secret location, which we had no idea about the whole time. And then he revealed it at the end. It was really cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then Friday, we have our best of, featuring our best clips from the entire week put together into one 20-minute package for your listening ears.
And it is now time for us to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Bye.
We hope you have a wonderful day, whether or not the weather is with you. We hope you go out and make big time sales.
That's right.
Even if your ass falls off. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And we will see you on the next episode of Sell or Die.
Au revoir.